Welcome to the Feng and Shui podcast. Two guys willing to talk about nothing.
All right, Mike, we're back. Feng and Shui. Another episode. This is episode 02 of Feng and Shui.
Tackling some of the issues on the Delmarva Peninsula.
I mean, episode 2, I mean, one of these days we're going to look back at this episode, will be like episode 568.
And we'll say, can you imagine how bad we were?
You remember back in episode 2, we'll say that, we'll say, you remember back in episode 2 in the wisdom we had, and we'll say, yeah. It's just a miracle that we're still in business after all these years.
Look at how young we sound.
I know, we sounded young. And we're going to look back and we'll say, I'll call you from my wing of the Feng and Shui
Estate.
And I'll say, Mike, you remember way back when episode 2, before we made it, we hit it big.
Palatial estate.
Yeah. And then I'll say, hold on, Mike, I think that's my helicopter that's taking off. I think my driver's bringing me some sea bass from South Carolina or something.
Bingo.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's our episode here. So episode 2, we're, according to me, I mean, we're taping this a little early, but we're in the middle of October. I mean, middle of October.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to predict the future,
yes.
Because we're not in October as we're taping this right now.
Nope.
But in the future, if you were to predict in the future, mm-hmm. If I was to say, Mike, what do you think is going to happen in the second week of October? What do you think that if I basically pulled a Johnny Carson and said, here's what I got. I got the answer right above my head.
I would say that we're probably going to have my friend Aiden on as a guest.
We'll probably have Aiden on as a guest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. He'll be up there. I think we'll be able to have him. He should call in later today.
Yeah.
I'm going to say October will be in early stages of election.
Oh.
It'll be an early stage.
Hysteria.
Election hysteria.
Absolutely.
I mean, less than 1 month from more than who knows what
right.
happens in the United States.
By the time October rolls around, Donald Trump will have stolen the gold out of Fort Knox or something. They'll be charging him with that.
I think they'll be sending the Border Patrol down to his house in Fort, and wherever he is.
Right.
In Fort Myers or wherever he is. In Fort Mar-a-Lago, the Border Patrol will be down there looking for gold.
Right.
Yeah. There's gold in these here mountains.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Right.
So, yeah, that's pretty much what's going on there. Who knows what's going to happen in the future. It's good. Needed. So, other than that, as far as anything going on in your daughter recently got married.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good, it was a pretty fun event.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Probably the event of the, it was the event of the day. It was the event of the, I would say, month or year, that event.
It went better than expected.
Yeah, I think so. I think, and they're happily married. No little children on the way?
Look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I don't pry.
Really?
None of my business.
Nothing you need to know about.
Nope.
Huh. So anything else going on in your world?
No, man. Yeah. I mean, it's October. World Series is probably coming around. Well, certainly baseball playoffs.
Yeah.
Hockey will have started. My New York Rangers is going to make the run to the Stanley Cup this year.
Yeah. My wife's going to be pretty excited about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I got your wife hooked on the hockey.
The hockey is the new thing in my household.
Yep.
That's a new big deal.
I like it.
So it's the fall time. Boats come out of the water.
It's a sad time of year.
It's a sad time of the year.
Yeah.
We're not really down in Grand Cayman.
And there's not
nothing.
Much fishing going on
nope.
the beach.
Either, it's really neither. Sad.
You can get some nice days to sit on the beach, but the fishing is terrible.
Well, I know that speaking of fishing, we've got somebody that you really want to bring in today to talk about it.
Right.
So I'll let you introduce him. You know the guy a little better than I do, so we'll go ahead and go there.
All right. I know I told you in an earlier podcast when we were talking about stuff on the beach, and I told you about my buddy Aiden, and I told you that he's a 12-year-old fishing phenom that I met him about 2 years ago, watched him fishing as a 10-year-old, watched him catching a whole lot of fish and rubbing people's nose in it. And then started talking to him, and he knows what he's talking about when it comes to fishing.
Yeah.
So, Aiden, are you on the line, buddy? All right. Why don't you That's our audience.
That's our studio audience. They're all happy for you being here.
Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners who you are, how old you are, and tell them a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, my name's Aiden, and we're in Phoenixville right now. We wish we were at the beach, but unfortunately, we're not.
Yeah.
And I'm 12 years old, and I love fishing.
All right. Now, how long have you been fishing?
Probably about 4 or 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
And who taught you how to be a surf fisherman?
My dad.
Your dad? He must have been a good teacher, because we have some video of you that we're going to post on our website so that people know what I'm talking about when they see you cast.
Conventional?
The thing that blows... No, I didn't even get you with the conventional. I was going to talk about that, though. I caught you with your new reel. What the reel you showed me the other day, why don't you tell me a little bit about that reel and tell me why you like that product so much?
Well, that's the Vanstall spinning reel. It's the new 2021 model VR. So basically, you could swim with that, do anything with it.
So you're saying it's watertight?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of line you put on there?
40-pound Super Slick Power Pro.
Super Slick Power Pro. And do you, what do you like best about the reel? Is it the retrieve rate? Is it how the line flies off of it? What do you like best?
It rockets out there so far.
Yeah, I know. I took video of you. And guys, I told some friends of mine at work about you, and I told them that you were kicking that spoon the other day about 120 yards, and they didn't believe me. So I showed them the video of you doing it, and they were laughing their heads off about it.
Yeah, that thing's a rocket.
Right. Now, talk to me now. For those people out there listening to us who don't know what a conventional rod is, conventional rod and reel is, it's kind of the old-fashioned way of doing things where in order to cast it, you have to open up the spool, but you have to keep your thumb on the line for tension. And it sounds easy, but it's not. I have tried to fish. I've been fishing since I was about 5 years old, surf fishing. And I have tried to use a conventional reel, and I cannot do it. But the other day, I was out fishing with Aiden, and he whipped out. He has this 10 or 11-foot conventional rod with a reel on it, and he went to business with that. Do you know what kind of reel that is, Aiden, that you have on there?
It's a Shimano Calcutta.
Shimano Calcutta. And do you know what kind of rod it is?
It's a Daiwa. It's one of the high-end Daiwa rods.
I bet. And I'm not joking, Doug. He was casting just a Johnson spoon out there, and every bit of 150, 160 yards he was getting on his cast. Now, I will say this, that the wind was kind of at our back that day for a little bit.
Yeah.
So it wasn't holding it up, but he was getting it out there. And he was, the thing I like about it most is when I watch him do it is how much fun he's having doing it. And you can see there's certain little ticks that he has that a regular kid doesn't have. The way he knows how to work a lure when it's in the water, or he knows how to, if he's got an equipment malfunction, how he knows how to fix it. And then certainly when he catches fish and he knows how to land them, he does a fantastic job. Now, the other day you were out fishing. I wasn't able to be out there, but tell me what happened the other day.
Well, we were sharking. We were kayaking out about 200 yards. And next thing we know, we're reeling in the boat rod right there in the waves is a 6-footer.
What kind of shark did you catch?
It was a dusky.
Really? Now, that's pretty good size for a dusky, 6-footer. That's nice.
Yeah.
Who caught it, your dad or you?
I reeled it all the way in.
It's because you're beast mode, buddy.
From the kayak, or did you come all the way back to the shore to reel it in?
No, one of our friends went out there on the kayak and then dropped the bait out, and then I reeled the shark in from shore.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So, Aiden, let me ask you a question. For those people out here that are maybe a little more like me, less like you and Mike, that are really into the whole surf fishing, if for some reason somebody said, wow, if a 12-year-old can do this, I can definitely go out and spend some money. I'm going to run down to Walmart and buy me one of them little pre-done surf fishing rods and put that together. About how much money you think somebody would, like yourself, would have invested in such a hobby as surf fishing?
Honestly, a couple $1,000.
Whoa. I was going to say, Aiden, do we hang with the guys that go to Walmart and get a surf rod? Is that the kind of guys we hang with?
No.
No, we don't hang with those guys.
They don't park on that side of the bridge.
They come out, they park on the beach. What do we call them?
The noobs.
The noobs, that's right, buddy. They're just coming on and putting a pole in a holder so that they can get their truck on the beach for the day.
Yeah, but everybody's got to start somewhere. I mean, pretty much everyone's going to get excited and start right. somewhere.
I would think that if you're semi-serious about it, you can go out and spend about $150 on a good Shimano bait runner reel, about another $100 on a good 10-foot rod, and you can start getting into it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right. You know, now, Aiden, he saves up his own money and stuff like that. And what was that Van Stahl reel that you have?
It was about 630.
630, and you paid for that yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's best to buy that now, Aiden, before you get a woman in your life. Because whenever you get a girlfriend or you get a wife in way long in the future, way down there, they don't understand. When you go to buy something like that, there's some tension sometimes. So just keep that in mind. Get all that up front.
Yeah.
Right.
Make sure you have that.
You got to hide
that's
them.
That's pretty good. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I think so. So Aiden, what's the, tell me about some fish that you caught, your memorable fish that you brought in.
Probably this July was stingray breeding season. We caught a bunch of big stingrays.
Really?
Yeah, we were catching like two or three a day.
Wow. They're pretty fun to actually, because they run with stuff. They put up a little fight.
You didn't have a gaff though, did you?
No, not back then, but we've caught them. They've had 6-foot wingspans.
Yeah, they're really? Crazy. They're crazy.
Huh.
Yeah.
And that was back in July?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fun. Any other thing comes to your mind as far as fish that you brought in?
That big shark. The sharks, for some reason, they haven't been here that lately.
Really?
No, we haven't seen them.
Aiden and I were talking about this the other day on the beach. I think, and a lot of the old-timers that fish that beach will tell you, too, that when Sandy came through 4, 5, 6 years ago, that the structure off of 3Rs changed, and that the sand, it's too shallow further out than it used to be.
Yeah.
The drop-off is now further out. Huh. So when you kayak it out now, you're catching sharks that you used to be able to just catch just by throwing a surf rod, you know, 100 yards, 80 yards into the water. You're not reaching them anymore. If you're going to catch anything of size, you have to kayak it out.
Yeah.
So Aiden, if Mike and I, our plan is, our goal is, we're guessing, we got millions of listeners around the whole world.
It's going to happen.
Somewhere out there right now, somebody's listening in some third world country, some little kid by a little radio late night by his bed, and he's thinking to himself, hey, listen, if I can get to Delaware and I can come find this kid, Aiden, and he can teach me where to fish, where would they look for you if they were out there looking?
3Rs, that's where we always are.
The 3R beach. And how would they know it's you? You're the guy that's got all the fish around you? I mean,
yeah.
How would they know it'd be you? Is there a flag that you're flying out there?
No, they'd see some kid rocketing baits out there, and they'd know it's me.
That'd be Aiden. So if any of our listeners are listening here right now and you're thinking, man, I'm going to go try to find this wonderful fishing guy as a guide, because he'll probably grow up and be a guide. I mean, he'll be taking people fishing.
I would think that's...
This is the beginning. We are in on the early stages.
We're going to promote Aiden.
Yeah, we're promoting Aiden here. And so we're going to make sure that if you guys... We can't really give his picture and stuff and put that on our Facebook page.
Well, I got video of him. Aiden, ask your daddy if it's okay if I put your video of you casting on the Facebook.
Yes.
Okay, buddy.
All right. If somebody basically stalks him, we'll shoot him.
We'll hunt them down.
Yeah, we'll take them fishing on the boat.
And right.
Yeah, and sometimes people go fishing on the boat
and
they
don't
try
come
to swim back.
They don't. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't stop people from jumping off the boat.
Nothing we can do about it.
We try.
Yep.
So if you guys are listening out there and you basically want to check out Aiden and you want to find out, he's at the 3R Surf Fishing Beach
at the Delaware Seashore, and I'm telling you, he's joking about when he says a 12-year-old rocking casting. I'm telling you. If there's no kid that casts like him, and there are very few adults that cast like him. If you can't find him, That's on you. He's easy to find. He sticks out like a sore thumb.
This would be a good time to mention our friends at the Big Chill Restaurant, Mike. I don't know if you ever want to go out there and basically, if you're looking for a place to take the amazing wife, you pretty much go out there to the Big Chill Restaurant right there at the Indian River Inlet.
Right by the bridge.
They've got some great appetizers. They've got some great cold drinks. They do a great orange crush. Aiden's never had one. We don't want Aiden to have that. They have iced tea and water that Aiden can drink if he's looking for that. Nice sodas.
Pepsi products.
Yep. But you go to the Big Chill Restaurant, you're out there, and you look over to the right while you're up there at the beach bar, and there's a 12-year-old, who knows, he could be 13 or 14, people listening to this.
Rocking cast out there, though.
Cast is flying out there.
Now, Aiden, you got a favorite tackle bait store that you want to mention on air and throw some props to them, where you go shopping a lot?
Old Inlet Bait and Tackle. Check it out.
Yep, that's your favorite place.
Yeah, they give us everything. They're like,
and
if the best.
If I go in there, all I gotta do is tell them the kids sent me, and they'll hook me up, right?
Yeah, but people have done that.
That's my man.
They get discounts. They get a discount for mentioning Aiden's name. Just go in there and say, "Hey, listen, I'm here, Aiden, the Rocket Caster. He's the one that sent me out there."
And Aiden's new reel is a Van Stahl 2021 series. What model number was it, buddy?
It was the VR175 bailed.
All right, but we're going to reach out to Van Stahl and see if they don't want to get you on board as well, because it'll be well worth, they'll be well served if you were, using more of their products.
Yeah, they're nice reels.
All right, Aiden, well, we appreciate your time tuning in with us and calling in to us today. We'll be looking for you out on the beach. As summer wraps up, there's still some good fishing season still left.
Yep, a couple more weeks. I'll probably see you next weekend. All right, brother?
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. Be a good boy.
Bye.
All right. That Aiden, he's something else, isn't he?
I'm telling you, dude. He's funny about how cocky he is a little bit, but it's no joke. When he said
he's a good guy,
he sticks out like a sore thumb when he's casting. Man casts,
and he's now gaffing things. He's got himself a gaff, looking at gaffs and things.
Yeah.
All right, well, folks, we're gonna wrap this episode up. We spent a decent amount of time there with Aiden.
Yep.
Brought up our Big Chill friends and our friends over at the Old Inlet Bait and Tackle Shop. And so, want to be to look out for them.
Yep, stop in there and see those folks.
It was great talking to you again. Until, what's that Walter Cronkite thing? And that's the way it is.
I think that's the way it was.
That's the way it was.
But yeah, I think that's the way it was.
We should switch it. That's the way it is.
Right.
Because that's the way it is right now.
And it's not a copyright violation.
No, not at all. Because I don't even sound like Walter Cronkite.
Not, you don't even look like him.
No, not at all.
Nope.
No, I don't even sound like Coach O. Cookies.
Hey.
Hey, Cookies.
Go Tigers. All right.
Yo. Y'all have yourself a good afternoon. We'll tune in with you later.
See ya.